Sky Carumba, December 18th through 24th, 2022. The best view of Mercury this showing is this week. It's at greatest elongation on Wednesday, 20.1 degrees east of the Sun. The best view is near the equator. It'll be almost directly above Venus from there. A very thin crescent moon will pass just south of the two planets on Saturday. This will make for easy identification. Look at Mercury in a telescope to see it reach dichotomy late this week. That's when you see a lit semicircle, like a first or last quarter moon. Mercury's getting bigger in the scope, but less of the surface that faces us is in the Sun. By the end of next week, the planet will look large, but it will be a thin crescent. You'll see these two planets setting in the west just after sunset. Saturn is closer to setting when the Sun does. For now, you still have a few hours to see it in the evening. Given its southerly declination, Northern Hemisphere viewers find it a little low in the southwest as darkness begins. Jupiter is close to the meridian and getting a little farther west of it by the same time every evening. It's moving eastward against the stars, though. Mars, high in the east in the evening, continues its retrograde trek toward the Pleiades. It won't get all the way there before resuming direct motion next month. Gemini and Orion are up in the east in the evening. Leo and Canis Major rise later in the evening. When the moon's new on Friday, it'll also be at southern lunisus, 27.4 degrees from the equator. Earth's solstice is at 21:49 UT on Wednesday. These are the longest days of the year. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, you may not think so. If you live in the Southern Hemisphere, you might agree with me, although we're probably not talking about the same thing. It depends what we mean by day. Whichever hemisphere is tilted away from the sun gets less daylight. The farther you are from the center of the circle of sunlight shining on the Earth, the less of it you go through. So in December, far northern locations like Alaska and Finland may only have 4 or 5 hours between sunrise and sunset, and some places are so far north they don't go through the sunlight circle at all for weeks. Meanwhile, places very far south, like the Falkland Islands, go through so much of the sunlight circle in December, they have nearly 18 hours between sunrise and sunset. Most of Antarctica is far enough south it stays in the sun around the clock these days, so that's one way of describing how long or short the day is. Another way is to measure how much time passes between the sun being at the highest point in the sky on two successive occasions. That point is called high noon or local noon. The time it takes to go from local noon is called the solar day, and the solar day averages 24 hours long. It's the basis for the 24-hour time system. That's right, it averages 24 hours. It's not exactly 24 hours long. Around February 10th, May 16th, July 27th, and November 5th, the true solar day is exactly 24 hours. But around March 25th, the sun takes about 20 seconds less to go from high noon to high noon. And around December 20th, it takes about 30 seconds longer than 24 hours to do it. It's true that Earth's rotation speeds up and slows down, but not nearly enough to account for a daily shift of 20 to 30 seconds. And the Earth's rotation speed doesn't change regularly enough to mark it on a calendar. So what's happening here? Well, it's an effect of the Earth's orbital speed changing. It's still taking almost exactly the same amount of time for the Earth to rotate once on any day of the year, but when the planet is closer to the sun, it's moving through space faster. And when Earth is farther from the sun, it's moving through space slower. As the planet's orbital speed changes, it may take a little more or less time for the sun to get to the same point in the sky. This can be marked on a diagram called an analemma. You've probably seen an analemma on some globes. It looks like a distorted figure 8 and has months and dates marked around it. You have probably also seen composite pictures of the sun and its place in the sky at the same time on several different days throughout the year. The sun's positions form a figure 8 in that image also. Several seconds every day adds up. In some almanacs, a number representing sun fast or sun slow is used to say just how many minutes the sun will appear to be ahead of or behind a 24-hour clock. However, that number usually can't be used by itself to adjust sundial time. The user must also know how far east or west he or she is from the time zone meridian. That may require an adjustment of a few minutes. Summertime shifts add a full hour. Well, now you know, even if it isn't so obvious, that these are the longest days of the year. Sky Caramba.